The Brooklyn Museum of Art made headlines in 1999 over an exhibit featuring a controversial painting of the Virgin Mary. It is back in the spotlight. This time the museum is fighting with New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani over a work of art that shows Jesus as a naked black woman. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
In Yo Mama's Last Supper, artist Renee Cox envisions herself as Jesus, standing nude at a table surrounded by black disciples. It's a twist on Leonardo da Vinci's painting, she says, and a criticism of the Catholic Church.
I mean, it's a commentary on gender and what's happening in the Catholic Church. It's also a commentary on African Americans and how Catholicism has had an impact on them, from slavery to the abolitionist movement to, you know, lynching.
She believes the church didn't do enough to tackle racism. Yo Mama's Last Supper is included in an exhibition of contemporary black photographers opening today at the Brooklyn Museum of Art. The show also features a photo by another artist showing a topless woman on a cross. Those works have led the Catholic League to denounce the show as morally indefensible, and Mayor Rudolph Giuliani agrees it's anti-Catholic.
I think that what they did is disgusting. It's outrageous. If it were done against another group, there'd be an outcry in this city that would demand that they take the photograph down.
The mayor tried to do that in 1999 when he sued the Brooklyn Museum over another exhibition he found offensive. That show, Sensation, featured a painting of a black Virgin Mary adorned with elephant dung. But Giuliani lost in court. So this time, the crime-fighting mayor, who boasts of taming the city, has adopted a different strategy, a panel on decency. He says this task force, which has yet to be named, will set the standards for funding cultural institutions like the Brooklyn Museum.
If we had decency standards, I'd submit that this photograph would never be exhibited in a building funded by the taxpayers.
Giuliani claims the Supreme Court upheld decency standards for the National Endowment for the Arts in 1998 in a challenge brought by artists including Karen Finley. But attorney David Cole of Georgetown University's Law Center represented the artists, and he disagrees.
Well, what the court held was that the decency standard imposed by Congress was constitutional only because it did not require the NEA to deny funding to any art on the ground that it was indecent.
In other words, decency, or a lack thereof, could not be used as the standard for denying funding. And that's why some say this latest controversy is less about decency than public relations. New York University professor Mitchell Moss says it's almost a ritual now.
The mayor enjoys being a defender of fundamental virtue, and the Brooklyn Museum gets enormous benefit every time the mayor attacks it. There's no better performance in New York than watching Mayor Giuliani attack the Brooklyn Museum. They both win.
And as for that decency panel, Moss offers a little reminder to the mayor. This is New York City. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.